The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And Leslie, I think this is the official last show for us of 2023. So we want to send a special thank you out to all in our audience who take time to listen to the show and ask us questions. And we hope that we've been helpful and valuable to you as a resource for this entire year. And we look forward to doing it once again next week. Coming up on today's show, heat from a wood-burning stove makes winter easier to bear, so make sure yours burns the whole season long. We've got tips for buying the best, the cheapest, and the safest firewood coming up.
And you're probably inside more often than not this time of year, so how healthy is the air that you're breathing? Maybe not as healthy as you think. We're going to tell you how to cut down on dust, allergens, and even germs with a whole house air cleaner a little later.
And have you ever felt a chilly draft whoosh across on a cold day? It may be coming up from the floor below. We're going to share exactly why that happens and the easiest way to fix it in today's weatherization tip just ahead.
All right, but first, guys, we want to know what you are working on so we can lend a hand. We know it's a busy weekend. You got a lot of festivities, a lot of celebrating, a lot of family and friends. So just go ahead, jot down a list, and when we get into the new year, let's get rocking.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sue in Ohio needs some help cleaning a carpet. Tell us what's going on.
I have a concrete sunk porch slab that has had been covered with black carpeting, and we had a very muggy summer this year, and green mold started to grow on it. And I tried, you know, washing it off and rinsing it off, and it just won't take care of it. And I know that you had helped other people with mold problems with 10% bleach, but I wouldn't dare put bleach on that black carpet. I wondered if there's something else that will kill that mold.
Well, how do we know it's mold? It sounds like algae.
Could it be?
It could be, yeah. What I would do is I would simply, if the carpet's that dirty, I would simply go out and rent a steam cleaner, rent a carpet cleaner. Those carpet cleaners are pretty darn effective. I rented one myself at the Home Depot just a few weeks ago for a couple of rooms in an apartment that we own that was getting a new tenant. And I'm always astounded with what a phenomenal job those steam cleaners do on what looks like carpet that has to be torn out. But when you steam clean it with the right materials, use the chemicals that come with the machine, it does a really good job. You just got to take your time. You usually have to go over it a couple of times. And it takes a little bit of work, but it really does a great job. So I wouldn't try to do this any other way. The way the steam cleaners work is water is injected into the carpet, and then almost at the same time, a very strong vacuum pulls that water back out with the dirt and debris attached to it.
Oh, so the steam kills the algae.
Yes, it'll clean it. And then if you dry it really well after that, it should stop it from coming back.
Okay, okay. Well, that'll help me. Yeah.
All right, and it won't damage the color.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us.
All right, now we've got Kurt in North Carolina on the line who's working on a restoration. Tell us about the project.
I've got a 2x6 floor joist spanning 15 feet, and I'd like to know if I rip some 3/4-inch plywood and sister it up against the 2x6s and glue and screw it, if that would be sufficient. My crawl space has 6 vents under the floor, and I want to seal them up. I read it doesn't need cross ventilation. It's kind of old school, and I'd put 6 mil poly on the ground. Your thoughts, please.
All right. Well, first of all, in terms of beefing up the floor joists, sistering the floor joists by doubling them, I don't necessarily think I would use plywood on them. I would double them.
Would it be flimsy?
Well, I mean, it may not be flimsy, but the thing is, if you want to sister a floor joist and help support it, you need to go from bearing point to bearing point. So if it's going from a girder to an exterior wall, the sister beam has to go the same length. You know, another thing that you could do, Kurt, is you could run another girder at the midpoint of that 15 feet from end to end. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be, has to be as strong as the main girder for the house because you're really just taking the flex out of it. So if you poured a small footing underneath it, you know, and just got something in there to kind of stiffen the floor, that would take the bounce out.
Right. Yeah, I thought about that on the main floor, but my second story, I didn't want to, you know, like put a glue lamp in. I only have like 7 feet 5 inches to ceiling height.
I understand. So, you know, doubling them is a solution as well as using a mid-span girder.
All right, sir. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Kurt. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We'd love to lend a hand with all of your home improvement projects, and we want to wish you guys a very, very happy new year. Still ahead, the wrong firewood won't just burn dirtier. It can do a number on your wood-burning stove, too. Make sure your wood is the best for your stove and your health. We're going to share details when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, why don't you spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Heading over to Texas, we've got Deborah on the line who's got a badly cracked floor. Let's see what's going on.
My home was built 2 years ago in South Central Texas in the San Antonio area. About 6 months ago, all of the ceramic tile cracked in like a spider web fashion. I'm waiting for engineer's report through the warranty company to see if they're going to do anything about it. I believe they're going to come back and tell me it's settling, but I have a hard time believing that a house would be settling as such in 2 years. I'm just not sure what's going to happen, but I thought I would ask a professional.
Hey, Deborah. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm not ready to chalk this up to settlement at all. If you've got a badly cracked tile floor, the best possible cause here is because they didn't put an isolation membrane between what I'm presuming is a slab and the tile, which means as you get expansion and contraction, they move separately, and if the isolation membrane is not there, they're going to crack. If you, in fact, have a problem with the slab itself, it is definitely not a settlement issue. Something is dreadfully wrong, and I appreciate that the home warranty company that you got from your builder is sending an engineer out, but I think you need to have your own engineer look at this, somebody who's independent from that home warranty company, to give an opinion as to why this happened, because it could be potentially safe. It could impact your safety. It certainly could impact the value of your home. So I would definitely recommend you hire your own structural engineer and have that evaluated yourself. Good luck with that project, and I hope this is helpful.
All right, Tim's trying to get some stains off of his roof. Let's see what's going on.
How do you remove hard water stains from painted metal roof?
Hey, Tim, so if you've got roof stains, and I'm not convinced what you're seeing is hard water, but regardless, whatever kind of stains those are, a good product to use to clean those is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. It's made by the Zinsser Company. You mix it up, you add bleach to it, you put it in a pump sprayer, you spray it on the roof, let it sit a bit, don't let it dry there, and then you rinse it off. It's pretty effective stuff, so I would give Jomax a shot. Well, a warm stove is definitely a hallmark of the season, but you need to be careful when selecting which kind of wood to burn. If you choose the wrong fuel, that can be dangerous, and it can also cause damage to your wood-burning stove.
All right, first of all, guys, never burn trash, driftwood, or even treated woods. Always use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup, and that's going to help prevent the chances of having a chimney fire.
So when we talk about seasoned wood, what exactly is that? Well, fresh cut wood contains about 45% water, whereas seasoned wood, which is wood that's kind of set out for a while, is only around 20 to 25%.
Now, if you cut your own wood, you've got to make sure it's chopped 6 months to a year before you plan on using it. Time, sun, wind, all of that is going to remove the excess moisture for free. Splitting it helps too. You get more surface area, which means more evaporation.
Now, when you're buying wood for your stove, look for logs with darkened ends, cracks, and splits. This means that wood is fairly dry. It should also be lightweight, making it an obvious clunking sort of sound when it hits another piece. If you buy wood that's well dried out, it's going to burn
much, much better than wood that is too fresh. You know, when you hear those snapping sounds, you hear a lot of that when wood's burning. It's got a lot of water in it, and that's what you want to avoid. Dry wood is the best wood when it comes to a wood stove.
Now we've got Cynthia from South Dakota on the line who's got a question about a firewall. Tell us what you're working on.
I have an old house, and I've been ripping out the plaster walls, and I found along this one wall through the whole entire house is this pretty durable and tough plaster board stuff. And I was wondering if that is a firewall, because that seems to be where all the cold air returns and stuff are, and if I should or should not rip it out. And if I do rip it out, is there a certain kind of drywall that I should use there?
Where is this wall located exactly?
It could have been on the outside of the house at one point, but it's like right under the furnace.
Well, first of all, the only place that you typically would have a firewall, in other words, a fire-rated wall with a certain rating, is between the garage and the house. All the other walls and ceilings inside the homes are usually have traditional half-inch drywall. If it's an interior exterior wall, inside surface of an exterior wall, like a garage wall, then you would use a 5/8 inch thick fire-rated drywall. But all of the other places in the house, you'd have a regular plasterboard. I'm sorry, regular drywall.
Okay. Have you ever seen this plasterboard before?
Well, sure. Now, how old is the house?
I believe it was built in 1896.
See, there's different stages of wall construction. In 1896, you would have had something called wood lath. So there would be wood strips on the wall and then plaster put on top of that.
Yep, that's on most of the walls. But this one particular wall, which could have been an outside wall at one point, I'm not sure exactly. It seems it's like in two foot strips.
Yeah, okay, so that's a later addition. And what they did with that is, when they stopped using wood lath, they started using rock lath, or like you would think of sheetrock in those 2 foot wide strips. They put that on and then cover that with wet plaster. So that's just a more modern version of the way walls were constructed. So it went from wood lath to rock lath to sheetrock. That's essentially the progression of wall construction over roughly the last 100 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
A little lesson on building history. Hope that clears it up for you, Cynthia.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we've got Lewis from Michigan on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you?
The house was built in 1929. The siding. It's a siding question. The siding is asbestos concrete shingles. We have iron in our well water. When spraying the flower, the water is accumulated over the years on the shingles. Now, one wall of the house now has a golden glow. Any recommendations for removing the iron golden glow?
Well, if it's siding, you're going to have to clean it and paint it. That's the only thing you can really do. I mean, you could wash this house down. You can use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, that will tend to take out some of that. But you're going to end up having to paint this siding. That's the nice thing about asbestos is it lasts forever. The not so nice thing about it is it has to be painted forever. But it's a non-organic product, so it will not rot. It will not fall apart organically. But it doesn't look very nice, and it does absorb a stain and needs to be constantly maintained. Now, because the asbestos is held inside of a cement binder, it's not a safety risk. It's just really a maintenance headache.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, now we're heading over to John in Iowa, who's dealing with a leaky shower. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a shower on my main floor where it basically leaks onto the floor in the basement. And when I removed the 2-inch trap, this is a home that was built in 1941, but it's been remodeled recently, probably within the last 10 years, or at least the shower has. I noticed there wasn't a whole lot of room between the tile and the flooring, or the main wood behind it. As well as they sealed up the drain, it was basically just a 2-inch PVC sealed with some sort of cement, and then a drain popped on top of it. And I'm curious, I mean, how can I remedy this issue? I mean, obviously it needs a proper drain, but I couldn't find anything to fit the hole that they had.
All right, well, first of all, it's still leaking, and you're in the middle of this project. Is that correct, John?
Well, I just bought this home, and I basically said, okay, we're not using this shower. We have an upstairs shower that we can use during the remediation process.
Is this a tile shower?
Yes.
So with a 1940 tile shower, the first thing I would expect to leak is the lead pan. And the way those showers are built is there's a lead pan put in against the drain, then the tile is put on top of the lead. And so over the years, those pans would crack. And the way you test the lead pan is simply by blocking the shower drain and then filling up the bottom of the shower with as much water as you can get in there, usually, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water, and then wait and see what happens. So if it's possible for you to test the pan, I would do that before I start assuming that the leak was at the drain, because it might very well be that the drain is not leaking, the pan is leaking. And if that's the case, then you have to tear out the shower base and rebuild it.
Ah, I see. All right.
It's the lead pan, because, you know, a pan that's 60, 70 years old, they just don't last that long.
All right.
Okay? So seal it off, test it off. You know what works well? One of those rubber jar openers that are about 6 inches in diameter. Put that across the drain, fill it up with water, and then watch for a leak.
All right. I'll try that.
Okay, John. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You know, Leslie, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I used to check those pans for leaks all the time that way. And you get smart after the first time this happens to you, is that you never let that water sit very long. Like, you fill it up, you go downstairs immediately and see if it's leaking.
Well, it's that fast when you've got a crack in the pan?
Sometimes, yes. Because if it's going to leak, if it's a bad crack, it may never have been discovered, or it might have been so slow, but by filling the whole pan up with water, you prove it very quickly that it's leaking. So that's why we always check very quickly to see if there's a leak. And then if not, you know, fill it up, let it sit there for a half hour and go back and check again. But it's a very, very common area for a leak, and unfortunately a very expensive one, because think about it, you got to tear out all that tile and you got to rebuild that pan. And today, of course, we don't use lead. We usually use fiberglass. But it's a pretty big renovation, probably a couple thousand bucks worth of work.
Rhonda in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi there. A couple of years ago we had a moisture problem in our crawl space. I live in a townhouse-style condo, and as a result, the adjoining wall down in the crawl space, it has drywall on it, and it's got some mold, and I'm not sure how to get rid of that.
Okay, so we're talking about crawl space areas in a condominium form of ownership?
Yes.
Typically, that's you have to check your public offering statement, but generally that part of the structure is owned by the association, and therefore the association bears the responsibility of maintaining it. In most multifamily forms of ownership, in a townhouse, condominium kind of ownership, generally what you own is inside sheetrock to inside sheetrock.
Okay.
And this is important to know because, for example, when you insure your home, you know, the insurance that you purchase has to cover things like, you know, paint and kitchen cabinets and flooring, you know, carpet, stuff like that.
Okay.
But it doesn't cover the wall or the floor structure, because that's covered by the association.
Oh.
So if you've got a mold problem in the common area, that's called the common area, in other words, the area that's common to the entire association, they are responsible for addressing it.
Really?
And that's why you pay, you know, monthly maintenance fees.
Yeah.
So make sure you know who owns what before you start messing with this.
Okay.
And especially in a multifamily situation, if you've got mold that's festering in a crawl space, that can, you know, get up into the units and really affect a lot of folks. So I would first address this with the association. I would address it in writing.
Okay.
Include pictures, so you're documenting it. And then ask them to have a professional take a look at it.
Okay.
And by the way, by professional, I mean industrial hygienist.
Yeah.
I mean somebody who's an expert in mold, not, you know, the local handyman that's going to come down there and try to scrub it away. And in the process, distribute it to the entire unit.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, you can get rid of household contaminants like dust, allergens, and even germs with the right indoor air cleaner. We'll share those details after this.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Bring in a new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, I was installing a new thermostat, and I had to run a wire from the wall to the thermostat. And, of course, the wall cavity I had to run it through had some sort of a blockage in it, which, of course, you know, is not normally there, but it was just my dumb luck.
that I found it. So I very nicely and neatly figured out where it was, and I cut a square piece of the drywall out around it so that I could drill a hole through it and run my wire through it. Well, as I pulled that piece of drywall out, I noticed that it had been smashed in once before, and all kinds of spackle and whatever was like stuck out from the back of it. Well, the last heating guy did exactly that. He took his hammer, he smashed a hole in the wall, shoved the wire through, and spackled it. I should have done that if I already known that it existed once before.
Right. Sometimes, you know, those shortcuts are out there.
I always try to do things the right way, and that does not include just taking my hammer and smashing a hole in the wall. But maybe it should sometimes.
All right, next up we've got Jim in Oregon with a paneling question. Tell us what you're working on.
I've got a house that was built in the early 1950s, and I moved into it in the 70s. And it didn't have any insulation in the walls of the house, so I took the interior paneling off, which was quarter-inch plywood was all it was, and then I put insulation behind that, and of course rewired it at the same time. And then when I put the quarter-inch paneling back, after I put the insulation in, then I put, of course it was in the 70s, a big paneling error, so I just put paneling over the top of that. Now I want to kind of upgrade it a little bit, and I'm not too sure if my best route would be to clean the paneling really well and paint it, or clean the paneling really well and have somebody come in and spray it like you do sheetrock, or maybe I should put quarter-inch sheetrock over the top of it and tape it off and then spray it, or a possibility of putting on every stud, put a 2x2 on the stud, and then put the insulation in that looks like styrofoam with the tinfoil on each side, and then panel over or sheetrock over the top of that. So I'm kind of looking at dollars and cents and which way to go.
Wow, you have a lot of choices. I mean, do we really want a cosmetic solution here?
Yes.
If that's the case, there's no reason you can't paint this. I mean, painted paneling can look quite attractive if it's done well, right, Leslie? But I think priming is probably important.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about wanting to clean it. Then you're definitely needing to prime it with a very good quality primer because you want it to adhere very well to the paneling. And, you know, depending on if this is actual wood paneling or some sort of, you know, wood-like paneling, you just want it to stick well. And then I would go with whatever paint over it, you know. The issue here is whether or not you like the look of the vertical lines. If you like them, then you're going to love it painted because somehow white paneling looks fantastic, especially if you've got a decor and a home style that lends itself to that look. It can really work for you. I really wouldn't paint it any other color because then it's like, oh, that's painted paneling, where suddenly in a white it's like, oh, it's got like a country chic-ish charm to it. But, you know, it's really up to you whether that's a look that you like and will enjoy. If you can work with it, then I definitely say go for the paint.
So if I paint it white on it, my bighorn sheep hanging on the wall and the antelope and stuff would stand out really well then.
Yeah, yeah. They would.
That's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Yeah, I can just understand. I used to own a sporting goods store, so I understand that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us, Jim, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you're thinking that they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter.
Now, to start, there are really four types of air filters to understand. The first are flat filters. Now, these are the basic filters that are made from fiberglass. They typically need changing on a monthly basis, and while they capture dust, they really don't capture the kind of contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. Next, we have a class called extended media filters. Now, these use a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge to clean the air, and they do a much better job than just the plain flat filter.
All right, then there's electronic filters. Now, these units use a high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet, and they're extremely effective on small particles and perform about 30 times better than flat filters. Finally, we're going to talk about ultraviolet filters. Now, UV filters are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, and these are the kind of filters that hospitals use. I mean, especially when you've got diseases present, these filters, the UV ones, do a great job.
Now, for some of these filters, when it comes to installation, it's a job for a pro because they need to be built into the existing system. This way, air is continually clean as it passes through the filter.
Now, prices are going to vary depending on the type of filter that you go with and its size, but it's definitely well worth the investment, especially if anyone in your home suffers from allergies.
Yeah, and don't forget, you'll also be doing a lot less dusting around the house as well.
Renee in North Carolina needs some help weatherproofing. What can we do for you?
I just recently moved into a brand new apartment complex. So, you know, the windows are, you know, pretty good windows, but what I found is that it is freezing in here now that the temperature has dropped. So I'm looking for suggestions on how to put up temporary fixes to the windows leaking the air in, and also the sliding door. I have a big sliding glass door that I'm not sure how to weatherproof that.
All right, Renee, first of all, as far as the windows are concerned, one of the things you might want to look into is weather stripping caulk. There's a certain type of caulk that's designed to be removable. And one of the products is called Seal N Peel, the letter N, Seal N Peel. I think that one is by Red Devil or DAP. Both manufacturers have a version of this. And the way it works is you essentially can caulk the windows shut. So you can caulk around all those gaps. And then in the spring, you can grab the caulk bead and peel it off. And it comes off like a piece of rubber.
Just make sure you leave one window unclosed, you know, unsealed, because just in case you need it for egress, you know, in an event of an emergency. Because it comes out, but it just doesn't come out that fast.
Now, as far as the door is concerned, I would just use shrink film for that. So the shrink film, basically you put a two-sided adhesive tape around the door, and then you attach the film to that, and then you take a hair dryer and warm the film, and it shrinks and gets nice and taut and crystal clear.
Okay. So the film would actually prevent the door, the sliding glass door, from opening?
Correct. You would not be able to use that door in the winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to be able to use it, then you just have to use weather stripping, but it's probably not going to be as effective.
Okay, well, this has been very helpful. I've just been afraid to put up anything that was going to destroy the window or the paint.
I know. You want to get that security deposit back eventually, right?
Definitely, or not pay more.
All right, Renee, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit on this last broadcast of 2023. Wishing you guys a very happy new year. Coming up, has this ever happened to you? You're relaxing in your favorite easy chair at the end of a long day, and all of a sudden you feel a whoosh of chilly air and it sends a chill up your spine. Well, just ahead, we're going to explain why that happens and the surprisingly simple way to seal those drafts for good when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Hey guys, here's a new item for your to-do list. Join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast. That's right, put it in your brand new 2024 calendar. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and, of course, on your favorite podcasting platforms. Olin's on the line with a wainscoting question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wanting to do some wainscoting in my living room, and I'd seen some people do it with pallets. Actually taking the pieces off and using the flats for the wainscoting. And I know they do treat them with some chemicals and stuff, and as long as I run it through a planer and everything, would that pretty much treat it as long as it's sealed up with the polyurethane and all that to keep it from being toxic from with the children and stuff?
Well, I can't really answer that question because I'm not sure how they treat the pallets. And frankly, I've torn a lot of pallets apart in my day as things have been delivered, and I never really had a concern about treatment and never actually can recall smelling an odor from the treatment.
Well, I never would have thought about it, but I looked at some pallet ideas online, and I saw where some people had done wood floors with them and the wainscoting, and it looked stunning, really. It was totally different looking from what you'd think a pallet would usually be, you know.
Right.
And so that's what gave me the idea, and I thought, well, that would be a cheap idea to use.
Yeah, and hey, it's an upcycling too, Leslie. I mean, you're taking something and reusing it in a new and creative way, better than sending it to ground to a dump.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be personally too concerned about treatment because I'm not sure that they are treated. But I would say that if you detect any odors and you're thinking that they're treated, then, you know, the virtue of the fact that you're going to seal them will probably minimize that. So I don't think it would be a concern.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, and I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Olin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, have you ever felt a chilly draft whoosh across you on a cold day? You might be thinking you got to check the windows or the doors for drafts, but it actually might be coming up from the floor below. We're going to share a solution in today's weatherization tip presented by DAP.
That's right. Now, drafts that shoot up from the floor below your feet often happen because the rim joists, now that's the floor beams that line the exterior of the floor, just were never sealed properly. And you might also spot these kinds of drafts by running the back of your hand along the baseboard molding on exterior walls. These drafts can have a big impact on your comfort and your energy bills.
Yep, and in fact, according to the Department of Energy, the potential energy savings from reducing drafts in a home may range from 10 to 20% per year. Now, the fix for the situation is pretty simple. The best way to do that is with spray foam insulation. Head on over to your basement or crawl space and pull back the insulation along the perimeter. Then apply the foam across the entire inside surface of the rim joist. This both insulates and seals out drafts in one application. And once you're done, you can restore the insulation and you'll be good to go.
All right, now DAP makes Touch and Foam, which is the perfect system for a job like this. Touch and Foam is a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit that's perfect for pros and serious DIYers who want to seal and insulate gaps in wall and floor cavities, as well as attics, basements, and crawl spaces. And as the foam is applied, it expands to fill the gaps where those drafts sneak through, and that's leaving you a lot more comfortable.
And that's today's weatherization tip presented by DAP, makers of Touch and Foam professional wall and cavity foam. DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with the first one-component broadcast spray foam. You'll find the DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and select Home Depot stores. You can also learn more at DAP.com. That's DAP.com.
La Honda in Texas is having some issues with insulation and wants to try out something new. Tell us about it.
I just wondered if you had an opinion about traditional attic insulation versus the new Milo insulation.
Hey, Lahana, yeah, that Milo insulation is an interesting product in that it's actually made from sorghum, which can be grown on a farm. So I think it's kind of a cool story. Whether or not that's enough to get me to switch away from old-fashioned fiberglass or mineral wool insulation or spray foam, I'd have to say probably not. I think it's going to have to be out in the market a heck of a long time for me to make that switch. You know, and by the way, when it comes to fiberglass insulation, there's a new kind of insulation called NextGen fiberglass that Owens Corning makes, and it's a very sustainable product in its performance, and it also doesn't release those fibers into the air, which makes it a heck of a lot easier to install. So I think there are other probably better options, more tried and true options than going for a brand new insulation product like that. Appreciate the fact that it's something that's incredibly sustainable in terms of the way it is brought into this world, but I'm not ready to make that jump just yet.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to hear from somebody in Wyoming who's dealing with snow. I mean, they do get a lot of snow out there, and wondering, how do you know when too much snow is on your roof? So stick around so we can help them out.
You live in a money pit.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Com for details.
Where Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. Is there one final project you want to get done in 2023, or is there a whole set of projects you'd like to tackle for 2024? If there are, reach out to us right now with your questions. The best way to do that is to go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Jewel in Wyoming reached out to Team Money Pit and wants to know, how can you tell if you have too much snow load on your roof, and what's the best way to remove it?
Yeah, you know, if you get a really, really heavy snow and it starts to build up on the roof, usually you get in trouble when it starts to melt, right, Leslie? I mean, it starts to rain because the temperatures go up and it starts to get wet, and that's when it really gets heavy. So what you want to do is try to remove as much of that snow as possible. Now, there's a very safe way to do that from terra firma, essentially, and that is with something called a roof rake. Now, it looks like a garden rake, not the kind you use for leaves, but the kind you use to sort of rake the soil. It's about 3 feet wide, maybe 2.5 to 3 feet wide, and it has a set of aluminum telescoping poles that connect to it. So the idea here is that you put together enough sections to get that roof rake up on your roof, and then you sort of walk backwards or pull it backwards till that snow falls off. If you can keep the snow from accumulating like that, that's going to make the weight a lot less, especially when it starts to warm up. And you'll also hopefully avoid ice dams too. So I think it's a good idea with heavy snowfall like that to make sure you have a roof rake and you go around, pull off as much of that as you can and avoid any potential harm that could happen. I had a friend once that didn't do that to a barn that he had, and he had a pretty serious collapse, and it seriously injured some of the farm animals. So we don't want that to happen to you, to animals, to anybody. So give that a shot. You know, get the roof rake, keep it handy, and put it together and pull that snow down before it causes trouble.
All right, now we've got one from Tyler in Oregon who writes, I have a very large tree between my house and my detached garage, so large that cutting it down does not seem like an option without damaging one of the structures. What is the best way to safely remove this tree? I feel like Tyler's imagining, like, using an axe at the bottom of the tree and shouting, Timber!
Yeah, listen, Tyler, first of all, and this is beyond the scope of a DIYer, let's just make that super clear, but the way that professional arborists will deal with this is they'll work from a crane. And what they'll do is essentially disassemble the tree, if this makes sense. So in other words,
it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, instead of taking it apart from the bottom and letting it fall, they'll start cutting off the top of the tree, and they'll have ropes hung onto those branches so that once they're cut, they can be lowered down slowly and then taken to the chipper and so on. And they'll just sort of chip away at it, and they'll chop away at it that way from the top down, and never at any chance is there a risk of that falling down in the process. I saw them do this to my beautiful maple tree, which broke my heart, but it was really getting bad, and it started to lean a little bit too much toward my power lines, and I had to have it removed. And that's how they did it. Took it apart one stick at a time and came down in less than an hour with no harm done to the house whatsoever.
I mean, it's really amazing watching them do this. I remember we had an old, large tree on the front, and, like, it was scary and terrifying and amazing, but they are pros, and they do it right.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year. We hope that you guys have had a terrific year. We thank you so much for spending these weekends with us, and we hope that we've been helpful to you with tips and ideas. And we're all looking forward to next year when we get to tackle a whole new set of home improvement and home decor projects. We'll be here for you every step of the way. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod, killing at least 21 people, including several kids.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kiev of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson, Igor Korashenkov, vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chanas.
Earlier, Russian officials had accused Ukraine of carrying out Saturday shelling one day after the Russian aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed at least 41 Ukraine civilians. Also, at townhall.com, at the UN Security Council, Gilad Erdan, the permanent representative to the UN for Israel, says the United Nations should be focusing on violations committed on for Palestinian terrorists.
Just yesterday morning, rockets were fired from Lebanon at population centers in Haifa and Akko in northern Israel. 2 days ago, rockets were fired at the northern Israeli city of Kiryat Shmona. And 3 days ago, Hezbollah fired guided anti-tank missiles at St. Mary's Church in the Western Galilee, injuring 11 people.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to say the war on Hamas in Gaza will continue for many more months. He was pushing back Saturday against persistent international calls for a, quote, ceasefire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A dramatic rescue on an icy Minnesota lake.
More than 100 people were fishing there when the ice they were on broke away from the shoreline, drifting out into Upper Red Lake, a couple of hundred miles northwest of Minneapolis. It took more than 2 hours, but crews were able to rescue all 122 people from the ice floe without any injuries. Although some Good Samaritan bystanders did wind up in the frigid water for a time, but they were no worse for the wear. Rich Thomason reporting.
Coast Guard says that large cargo ship with an active fire in its hold is being kept 2 miles offshore in an Alaskan port, mainly as a precaution, while efforts are underway now to extinguish the flames. No injuries to the 19 crew members aboard the vessel, which was carrying a load of lithium-ion batteries from Vietnam to San Diego. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Crews in Jacksonville, Florida have removed a Confederate monument from a local park.
Mayor Donna Deegan ordered the removal of the Tribute to the Women of the Southern Confederacy monument, which has been in Springfield Park since 1915. She said the decision is not an attempt to erase history, but to show that people have learned from it. A proposal to remove the monument was introduced to the Jacksonville City Council in 2021, but the Republican-controlled board never moved on it. Earlier this month, city attorneys determined that city council approval was unnecessary because city funds were not being used for the work. John Scott reporting.
Baltimore police say officers shot a man and wounded him after he charged them with a machete. It all began when officers noticed a naked man just walking down the street. That man later charged the officers and was shot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. What are you planning for the new year ahead? Do you have some home improvement New Year's resolutions? Do you have some plans to update your kitchen, your bath, your basement, your attic, your garage, your yard, building a deck? Want to get that hot tub done once and for all so you can enjoy that? Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, well, winter has officially arrived, and can your home's water pipes stand up to those cold temperatures? We'll help you save lots of hassle and money with some tips to keep those pipes from freezing in just a bit.
And undecking the halls is never fun, but you might be making it tougher than it has to be. We're going to give you some hacks for taking down holiday decorations quickly and easily.
Plus, we'll have a solution for doors that stick. It's an annoying problem that really doesn't have to be. So we'll tell you how to make it go away once and for all.
All right, but first, finish celebrating this wonderful year and all the new things that you've got looking forward to in 2024. And when you are ready, make a list of all the things you want to do in your Money Pit this year, because we are standing by to help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heidi in Oregon's dealing with a stinky shower. What's going on?
We have a two-story house. The one shower is in the basement downstairs. It's a daylight basement, but it's built back into the side hill. And what I've noticed is that after showering, you leave the bathroom and you come back in, and there is this sour towel smell. It's not a sewer smell or a septic smell, but it smells like a towel that has been left damp somewhere and has just been left to kind of mold or do whatever. But I've changed the towels, and I come back in the bathroom, and I've located the smell with my nose and gone right down to the drain, and it's coming out of the drain in the shower.
What this might be is something called biogas. And when the water drains and it takes with it the soap scum and everything else, you can get germs that are going to grow in that. And that biological material off-gasses and can make horrible smells. So,
well, you know, that's what we thought, too, because it's in both showers, upstairs and downstairs. And we only smell it, obviously, after someone has showered and it was wet. So we've taken the grates off. We've cleaned with a bottle brush. You know, I look with a flashlight down there, and those pipes are, they're spick and span clean all the way down to the pee trap.
Have you used any kind of an oxygenated bleach down those traps?
No, we don't do that because we're on a septic tank, and we don't want to kill all the good bacteria in the septic. And so I've been afraid to use anything. I've tried vinegar. I've used Lysol spray.
Well, not so much vinegar, yeah. Why don't you use borax?
Borax. Okay. And pour it down into the drain? Because, you know.
Well, no, what I want you to do is I want you to get a solution of hot soapy water with borax in it, and I want you to scrub the inside of that drain, all the different parts, you know, with a big thick bottle brush. Get as much of that trap cleaned as you can and see if that reduces it. And by the way, do you have ventilation in those bathrooms?
Yeah, there's windows. Uh-huh.
Do you have fans that you could leave on after bath fans?
Yes, and we always turn the fan on when we shower.
And keep it on when you're done?
Well, no, we usually shut it off when we're done.
So, yeah, that's another thing I would change, that behavior I would change. What I would do is I would replace the bath fan switch with one that's on a timer or a humidistat, so that after you are done showering and leave the bathroom, it stays on for another 15 or 20 minutes.
But we'll go ahead and try that then and see what happens.
All right, Heidi, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that project.
Lane in Arkansas is looking to do some countertop updates with the cement countertop. How can we help you with that project?
I've been wanting to get granite countertops forever, and I can't really afford it being a single dad and paying the mortgage and everything. So I was looking at the concrete method. I watched some videos on YouTube and whatnot, and I really like how it looks because it looks a lot like the granite. And my question kind of were, is it pretty simple for a guy that knows not a lot about concrete, but, you know, a little about it? And the edging stuff that they sell on websites, do you need to buy that, or is there a way that you can do it with just normal like wood, or you could form it up yourself?
So, first of all, concrete countertops are beautiful, but they're a lot of work to build, as you've learned if you've watched all of those YouTube videos, which I commend you for doing. In terms of the edging, you certainly, having those tools certainly makes it a lot easier. But if you're crafty, you probably could make your own edging tools.
Okay.
To get an acceptable edge to that concrete surface. The good news is that the materials itself is fairly inexpensive. So if you really screw it up, you could break it up, throw it in the garden, and start again, you know.
Right.
But the key is really the prep and making sure that you've got the form built correctly and you're totally ready to go. You know exactly what you're going to do once you start to pour in that concrete, because you don't get a second chance.
Would you recommend a certain type of concrete?
You know, Quikrete makes a commercial grade countertop mix.
All right.
So I would just go buy that.
Okay.
You know, you can pick that up at a home center hardware store and just go for that.
Well, that sounds good. That's probably what I'll end up doing then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Linda in Pennsylvania on the line with an insulation question. Welcome, Linda.
We have a two-story house built in the late 1980s. In the winter, it's colder upstairs than downstairs, and especially in the summer, it's just really hot upstairs. We have a whole house fan, and I don't want to get rid of that. The one person that had come and talked to us about insulation said we should get rid of that. I don't know whether the fan has blown some of the insulation over that blocks the soffit vents, that we're not getting enough circulations. I guess I just don't really know what to do about adding more insulation.
All right, well, first of all, a 1980s house probably has a minimal amount of insulation. What you really want is 15 or 20 inches of insulation. Do you have decent space in the attic? Can you walk around up there?
No.
Okay, so how is it constructed? Is it made of trusses where it's hard to get around?
Yes, and it's not real high in the center. I mean, you can get around, but no, it's not very high up there.
I would have blown-in insulation installed because you can easily, you know, a professional can get that where it has to go. Professionals are also good at making sure that the baffles are in place, which keeps it out of the soffits. And then when it comes to the whole house fam, you should have a cover for that for the winter time, just to kind of seal it up a little bit, perhaps cover it with some sort of an insulation blanket, and then you can pull that off in the summertime. It will be a source of energy loss, so you have to kind of take that additional step. But I agree, it's a great thing to have. But I will say it must have good exit venting, though, too. You have big gable vents on the side walls of the house, because when you turn that fan on, you don't want to pressurize the attic. You want to make that air go out.
No, we have the ridge vent, and when they replaced the roof a couple years ago, they did put in, they said there is a slightly larger size ridge vent, and that's what they put in.
All right, well, then that's probably big enough to handle the exhaust venting. So that's what I would do. I would use blown-in insulation. Now, around the fan itself, what the installer will do is put sort of a wall around that made of sort of like a stiff cardboard or some type of material like that so that they can pile the insulation up higher against that opening and keep it away from the operation of the fan.
Okay.
It's done all the time, Linda, and it'll definitely make a big difference in how comfortable you feel in that house, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, winter is here. Can your pipes survive the cold? Get easy, cheap ways to keep them from freezing when we return. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DaiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this big New Year's weekend? Maybe you're just working on having a great time and celebrating all that you've accomplished for 2023. So let's get to thinking about 2024. But before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, spend time with the Money Pit podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Greg from Iowa is on the line, is looking for some home maintenance tips. How can we help you?
Bought my new house, new construction, 8 years ago. And I'll be honest, kind of embarrassing, but I've really done zero home maintenance since, other than changing the air filters every once in a while. I've done zero home maintenance things.
Well, that's why you bought a new house.
Yeah, exactly.
But alas, it's time to take on a few projects, huh? What's going on in the house now?
No, well, there's nothing wrong. It was just more of general maintenance that needs to happen, and I just don't know what to do.
So general maintenance. So first of all, when it gets chilly like it is now, it's time for you to do some heating system maintenance. Now, what kind of fuel do you have? You have gas, natural gas?
Yes.
So it's important to have your heating system serviced. You've apparently not done that for 8 years. You're well overdue. The reason for that is even though when you turn the heat on, it comes on and provides heat to your house, it could be doing so inefficiently, or at worst, it could be doing so dangerously. So every fall, you need to have your heating system cleaned and serviced to make sure it's running properly. And then in the summer, you'll have your air conditioning system serviced for the same reasons, not so much the danger, but more importantly, the efficiency. So those are two things you should be doing right now. And when your HVAC technician comes, he'll probably also take a look at the water heater, because sometimes the burners can get coated with rust because natural gas is very corrosive when it burns. So that's the kind of thing that you probably need to do right away. The other maintenance tasks are really going to depend on, kind of what's going on in the house. You know, if you've got a toilet that leaks or runs all the time, then you could need fill or flush valves. If you've got paint that's cracking or peeling, you could need paint. But the mechanical maintenance, I think, is most important because that's potentially dangerous. Does that make sense?
It does.
Now, are you seeing anything that you think needs attention?
No, nothing much. It's just been, I think we've had a pretty lucky 8 years, and there's been no crises at all. So
you better be knocking on a piece of wood right now.
Right. It's time to get it maintained, I suppose. Get some maintenance done for the HVAC, yes?
Yeah, and you know what's something you probably don't consider is your dryer vent? You know, the exhaust duct behind your dryer that exits the outside of your house? A lot of people don't think to clean that because lint does go out there and then get to the outside, and it can get stuck and it can get caught, and you should be cleaning that at least once a year, probably twice a year.
So I have to pull out the dryer to do that?
Yeah, so you pull the dryer away from the wall. There's a product called, it's a Gardas Lint Eater is one of the ones that we've used, Tom and I, and you actually put it through the exit vent on the exterior of the house, and you sort of twist it through with like a drill driver motor, but you have to be very careful, and there's a certain direction you have to put it in. But it goes through, and the amount of stuff that comes out, I mean, it's, you've never seen so much junk.
Well, indeed. Well, thanks a lot for the tips. Anything else that comes up? Anything else you can think of that is, or are those the biggies?
Oh, there's so much to be done. You know, I think you just need to be aware, but take care of those mechanical things, because that's where you can get yourself in trouble, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, for anyone who's ever dealt with this problem, they can tell you this. Frozen pipes are a very expensive headache. Good news is there are a few things you can do to keep them from freezing in the first place.
That's right. On very cold nights, you can open the doors to any undersink cabinets that are along the outside walls, which is most likely in your kitchen under your sink cabinet. That's going to let the warm air from the heated room in and prevent it from becoming a freezer leading to those frozen water lines.
Next, you want to bundle up pipes just like you do with a winter coat. Wrap insulation around the pipes in unheated crawl spaces, attics, and basements. Now, you can use those foam tubes, super handy because they're slit down the side. You can also find fiberglass tubes or fiberglass pipe wrap to do the same thing.
And in your crawl space and your basement, those drafts can freeze uninsulated pipes in a matter of a few hours. So find those drafts and then consider using expanding foam sealant to seal them off.
And finally, keep your heat above 55 degrees all winter long, please, 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 because shutting off or lowering unused heating zones can cause water and heating lines to freeze in walls and ceilings. And by the way, one more thing I just thought of, let's talk about heat tape. You know, it seems like a good idea, right, to have this long strip that people wrap around pipes and plug in. It's not meant to be a permanent appliance, people. You can plug it in and thaw out a pipe. Don't wrap it back on top of itself. Just wrap it against the pipe, sort of parallel to the pipe. Attach it that way. Don't go on top of it because if you crisscross it, it gets super hot, and that's not safe. But you can use it to thaw out the pipe. Just don't use it all the time. I used to find that all the time, Leslie, when I was in a crawl space. I'd find heat tape that was permanently installed, and I can't tell you how many times it was frayed and cracked and broken and super dangerous. Just a fire waiting to happen.
Jeannie in Ohio's on the line with a crud question. What is going on at your money pit?
My friend, I'm afraid that it seems like her apartment may be making her sick.
Well, what are you seeing?
She has central air. She has COPD 2 weeks after they change a filter, if they get around to it. They're dirty again, and she's been, like, vacuuming them off and wiping around them with bleach water and stuff like that. And she said out of the vents also, there's like a brown something or the other that she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know. She doesn't know if it might be mold.
She has an apartment or she has a house? What kind of a place is it?
One-bedroom apartment. She lives with her son. She's in her late 50s, and he's in his early 30s.
Right, and it's a forced air heating and cooling system, so it's gas-fired or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, the landlord needs to address this, and what I would tell you to do first would be to have somebody look at the duct system and really look at the apartment for sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up, but a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
It seems, well, she's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about like an air purifier, but I said if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So don't, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com. that I like, because you can sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store, and you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months. And when it shows up, you just pop it in, so it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could be contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter
filterwhat.com?
FilterEasy.com, FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Happy New Year, everybody. As the holidays come toward an end, undecking the halls doesn't have to be a headache. We're going to share steps to save time and trouble when you roll out the decorations again next year. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, if you've got a project on your to-do list, you can move that right over to the Leslie and Tom to-do list when you reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or simply post them at moneypit.com/podcast.
Jeffrey in Louisiana is on the line. What can we do for you?
Being I live in Louisiana, you know, a lot of moisture content in the air.
We've heard that.
Yeah. And after saying that, in the west side of my house, inside, I've noticed that my tape and float, along with my sheetrock, is just basically coming off the walls. I've had moisture content test done on my sheetrock, and there is none. It's only on one side of my house, and I can't figure out why. I'm a construction worker. I have been for 35 years. And I can't figure out why my sheetrock is curling on.
So did you say paint was coming off the sheetrock?
What's happening is when the tape and float comes off, it brings the paint with it, of course.
Oh, okay. All right. So the tape is separating. Oh, yeah. Well, geez. I wonder if the guys that did that tape work just did a bad job or used some bad spackle or something like that. That shouldn't be happening.
Well, maybe that's so. You know, I thought that too. But once I got it all, you know, remodeled and everything, it did it again. Just on that side of the house. I even deemed it one time as being settling in the house. And I even had some of my guys come out and measure and only settled an inch in within the last 2 years. So that can't be the problem.
Let's assume that there's something wrong with that with the adhesion issue there. And one thought that I might have, especially since the old wall's in such bad shape, why don't you do this? How much work would it be for you to skin those walls with a second layer of drywall, but not half inch? I would use quarter inch drywall, so very thin drywall. And you can overlap the joints. I would glue it and screw it to the walls. So now you have a clean, brand new, fresh set of drywall upon which you can tape the seams properly, prime it, and paint it. And that surely would be a one-time fix that wouldn't have to be repeated.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, 888-666-3974. Well, for all the preparation and the buildup, holidays definitely fly by fast, and feeling like you just hung them up yesterday can make undecorating even a lot less fun.
Yeah, but undecking the halls doesn't have to be a headache. You can take steps now that'll save time and trouble when you roll out the decorations again next year.
Now, first up, you want to assess what you have and pick up replacements. Decorating next year will be extra fun when you open those boxes of brand new knickknacks and lights and ornaments. And buying during post-holiday sales means you're going to stock up for a lot less.
Yeah, and don't pack anything away before you examine it first for any damage. You know, these days, LED string lights aren't really repairable, so count up how many you need and then buy them again, but this time at a significant post-holiday discount.
I used to buy lights for a 75-foot-long picket fence that was for a house of my elderly neighbor. Only loved decorating for her every year. And after buying more strings each year, I got smart. I started taping the old receipts to the reel that the lights came on. So I knew exactly where it was, and if I wanted to make a warranty claim, it was right there. Now, the lights have a 3-year warranty, and I'm pretty sure I am one of the very few who took this seriously enough to keep those receipts and track and return broken or half-lit light strings for a full 3 years after purchase. I think they got tired of seeing me there. I'm like, well,
amazing.
If your lights would last as long as the warranty did, then I wouldn't have to keep coming back in. But I did, and that was the secret there. So make sure you keep those receipts.
All right, words for the wise. Now, to store those holiday lights, you can cut cardboard into 12-by-9-inch pieces and then wrap the string lights around them. Your lights are going to stay tidy, and they're going to be easier to work with next year. For holiday decorations, you can store them in clear plastic bins so you can spot what's inside. And specialized storage cases and bags for artificial wreaths and faux greenery help protect those decorations for years of use.
You know what I did for artificial tree? I bought a bag just for that. It's like the largest bag I've ever seen in my life. But it's nice because when I pop it out every Christmas now, it's really easy to set up. So storing it right definitely makes the whole decorating process a lot easier next year.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on. And it's like, we would replace. You can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage, I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all that trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise. And if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay, great.
That help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, a door that sticks can be pretty annoying. The fix doesn't have to be. We're going to tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAPT's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, here's a new item for your to-do list of 2024. Join the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday because you're going to get new episodes those days. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and on your favorite pod platforms.
All right, we've got Lita on the line with a question about moisture. What can we do for you today?
I have a conventional foundation, a house built in 1970, solid hardwood floors. And rain was collecting, pooling under the house. I think I've got that stopped. But I'm wondering, before I got it stopped, there was this, like, powdery gray, like a mold or mildew, not very wide, real narrow. And I'm wondering where that, what that is and how to stop that if it comes back.
Well, that's just a mineral salt deposit. They call that, like, efflorescence. And that's generally when the water gets into the wall and then dries out, you're left with just the mineral laying on your wall. And that gives it sort of like a cloudy, grayish, you know, look to it. And it's actually easy to get rid of, especially if the water situation has fixed itself. What you would do is you take a little bit of white vinegar and water, and you can mix it in a spray bottle, and you put it right on that, and it wipes right away.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that project. I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a sticking door, it can go one of two ways. You can either put up with it, letting that little annoyance build up over time, or you can resolve to fix it once and for all. We're kind of advocates of that second approach, so here's what you need to know.
Yeah, definitely. So first, it helps to understand why doors actually stick. Now, most doors are made of wood, so the best way to understand the sticking door problem is to think of it as a sponge. When the sponge is dry, it's small, it's compact, and it's hard. But when it gets moist, it swells up to its full size and becomes a bit softer. And that's exactly what's going on with your door. As it swells and then dries out, the extreme temperature can cause it to stick. In fact, I know people where one spot sticks in the winter and the other spot sticks in the summer.
Now, to fix a sticking door, your first task is to find out exactly where that stick begins, and you can discover this by kind of slowly opening and closing the door, kind of make a note of where that door is in relation to the frame and when it starts to stick. If you want a visual guide, you can use a piece of chalk to color the door where it seems to be sticking, and then by opening and closing that door a couple of times, that chalk mark is going to transfer to the exact point where that sticking door touches its jamb, and then you can easily wipe that off without a trace.
Now, to fix a sticking door, there's really two methods, which I will call easy and not so easy. First, you'll want to tighten the hinges, and if the door opens on the right and sticks towards the top, the most likely culprit will be the opposite hinge on the left. If you tighten that hinge or replace just one or two of its screws with ones that are long enough to go through the jamb and into the framing, what happens is that actually sort of pulls the door over just enough to free up the sticking situation. Now, the other option is to sand down the door where it's sticking. You need to take a rough piece of sandpaper and rub it firmly against that section of the door that's been sticking. Then you got to repeat the process until the door no longer sticks in the frame. But try not to overdo it, because once the door fits well, you're going to use progressively finer sandpaper to smooth the rougher edges and prepare to repaint. Once you do that, you should be good to go with a stick-free door.
Ron in Virginia's on the line with a window question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just moved to Virginia from Florida, and I bought a house that has single-pane, double-hung windows with aluminum storm windows on the outside. And I was wondering if that's going to be efficient for the mild winters we get here, or should I look into insulated windows?
Well, you know, generally when you're talking about a single-pane window, if it was truly on its own, we'd say it's not that efficient. But because you have a storm window, that automatically makes it that much more efficient. And a storm window is fairly easy to replace. I mean, you can get a new storm window that has a different type of coating on it that could improve its efficiency, because what you're doing is you're essentially creating that space of air between the storm window and the main window, and that's allowing, you know, the cold air to stop before it gets into your home. So especially if you're able to upgrade just the storm window itself, you'll really be able to create quite an efficient, you know, window within your home and do well for the winter months.
Okay, that's great. The windows, the storm windows do look the original and rather lightweight in structure. I do like the wood windows that the house has, so I will look into that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Heading over to Illinois, Sandy's on the line with a question about some concrete steps. What are you working on?
My father has a house that was built in 1950 or so, and the front steps are brick, and they are starting to separate, like the grout that's between the bricks. So it's starting to kind of deteriorate and crumble. And I have questions about if there's anything that can be done to repair that without redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't have to replace that whole thing. This is a typical way that that brick is going to wear. What you need to do is repoint the concrete. That means that you have a mason come in and scrape away all that loose mortar and replace it with new mortar. We often have to do this to bricks and block work both outside the house, like you've described, but also inside the house. If you have an old foundation that's got brick or blocks, the mortar will just get soft and deteriorate, both from age and from, in the case of a sidewalk area, just a lot of water and weather on it over the years. So a very typical project, not a big deal. You should be able to restore that completely.
This is the Money Pit. Have you needed to return a gift only to find the navigating the nitty-gritty of the long lines, return rules, and store policies that change from store to store is a giant hassle? Well, we've got tips to make that return process stress-free next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute
to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, before you spend more time on your next home improvement project, why don't you spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods. Ashley in Illinois wrote in saying, I'm excited about my new high-efficiency washing machine, but not about the part in the manual that says I might need to reinforce the floor beneath it. What's this all about?
Well, when you do a high-efficiency washing machine, it does create quite a racket if it's not level. And I think that's what they're getting to here, Ashley. When you put that machine in, it is really, really, really important that you level it properly. Most floors can handle that, but there is one other thing that you can do that will take some of that stress out of the machine. If you happen to maybe throw a quilt in or you got some shoes in there or something that's odd that sometimes can knock it out of level, and that is you can put what's called anti-vibration blocks underneath the feet of the washing machine. Now, I've done this now for the last two laundry rooms I worked on, which were both upstairs laundry rooms. I put these anti-vibration blocks underneath the washing machine, and I got to tell you, it makes a big difference because it sort of takes, it's like a shock absorber for the machine. Even though it's level, it doesn't make as much noise, especially if you're like downstairs and listening to the whole floor rattle. It's not that bad, really, once you have this in place. So put the anti-vibration blocks down, and I think it will make a big difference in terms of the sturdiness of that machine. And I wouldn't worry too much about reinforcing the floor. You got to have a pretty weak floor for that to be necessary.
Now we've got one from Brian who says we have a very small bathroom that has no character at all. How do we give that room a decorative makeover that it desperately needs?
So I'm thinking, Leslie, improved lighting, additional storage, maybe some new faucets, and then maybe some wainscoting. It's a pretty easy bathroom makeover. You can just add that halfway up the wall. And by doing a few little things like that, I think it definitely will give it a step up.
Yeah, and also remember paint and peel and stick wallpaper. Those make huge changes.
Well, if you've received a gift that you need to return, navigating the nitty-gritty of long lines and return rules and store policies that change from store to store can pretty much be a big hassle. Well, Leslie's got some tips to make the return process go a lot smoother in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you're going to get a gift that you maybe didn't like, and, you know, it's totally understandable, but definitely returning those gifts can be a huge pain in the butt. So here's some rules, guys. Tip number one, don't dawdle. Time's ticking, and those return lines can be longer than Santa's naughty list, so hustle on over to the store before everybody else catches on. And don't forget your gift receipt. It's that VIP pass to return paradise. Without it, you're going to end up stuck with a funky sweater or a blender that's just not your vibe. Next up, know the store policy. They're like the rules of a board game, and every store has got their own set of rules. Some have time limits, some won't take opened items. It's like return roulette out there, but you gotta try, so definitely give it a go. Also, keep it chill, folks. Sure, that thoughtful gift might have missed the mark, but being cool to the store staff can make or break your return game. They're just doing their job, so be kind. You know, it definitely pays to be nice. Now, here's a pro move. Consider an exchange. That candle that smells like your grandma's attic? Well, you can swap it for something that screams you. It's like kind of hitting the holiday jackpot on round two. And last but not least, keep those eyes peeled for special holiday return windows. Some stores are going to extend their return policies during the festive season. That gives you extra time to make those exchanges, so definitely keep an eye out for that. And if all else fails, you know, put it on the gifting shelf for when somebody's birthday or next year rolls around.
Yeah, re-gifting is totally okay. We're both. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program in 2024, nothing says upscale kitchen more than a pro-style range. But can your home handle one of these brawny beauties? We'll tell you what you need to know about adding a commercial range to your kitchen on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park and Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.